go on to verse 28. It's on page 46. Traya prabhudo ta vidhir vigyata tatvasagaraha tushtava vedasarena shrotrenanena keshavam. Translation. Enlightened by the recollection of that calm Gayatri, embodying the three Vedas, enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the three Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of all Vedas, with this hymn. That's the second translation of that verse. Becoming enlightened by meditating upon the threefold Gayatri, Lord Brahma became acquainted with the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Krishna, singing his transcendental glories with this hymn, which is the quintessence of all the Vedas. That's why when Lord Chaitanya found this in the Adi Keshava temple in Trivandrum in South India 500 years ago, when he found this Brahma Samhita, he went into ecstasy. Romancha, Kampa, Ashru, Stamba. His hair stood on end, and he started crying, and he was quivering and trembling. And he said, oh, this is it. This is exactly what I required. Because it's often said, well, Lord Chaitanya didn't write any Siddhanta, or he didn't, well, he did. He wrote everything in the Shikshastika, that's full Siddhanta. But he didn't really write very extensively about the different tattvas of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And as a result of that, when the Ramanandi sadhus 200 years ago or so, they challenged the Gaudiyas in Jayapur, specifically in Galta, about their right to worship Govindadev. Because they said, you're a bogus. You're a bogus sampradaya. So the Ramanandi, they said that the Gaudiya sampradaya is bogus. You don't have any commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. So then Baladev Vidyabhushan, he prayed to Govindaji, and Govindaji appeared to him and made his hand start writing at a feverish pace, very quickly at night, and he composed the Govinda Bhasya, which is the authentic commentary on Vedanta by the Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, Lord Chaitanya, he was very happy because this book, he doesn't have to write anything because Lord Brahma has already written everything in this Brahma Samhita, so therefore it's the essence of all the Vedas. As it mentions here, it says, Vigyata Tattva Sagara Tushtava Veda Sarena. Sara means the essence, Sarena. So it's the essence of all the Veda Sara. It's the essence of all the Vedas, and it's Tattva Sagara. Sagara means the ocean. So he became acquainted with the ocean of truth by chanting the Gayatri. And in the second translation I mentioned, I call it the threefold Gayatri. So the threefold Gayatri refers to this conception of Vidmahe, Dimahi, and Prachodayat, which we mentioned the other day. And these three words, Vidmahe, Dimahi, and Prachodayat, which are in all Gayatri mantras, they indicate the Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojana. So this Gayatri that they're speaking of here, because it doesn't really mention specifically, but it was the Brahma Gayatri. Om Bhur Bhavakswa Tatsavitur Vinyam. That one. Because that gives all Vedic knowledge. And then after he became enlightened, and then he heard Krishna's flute, and then he recited his hymn. Those that are, like, those devotees that are kind of, you can say, like to listen to Prabhupada's tapes, they will find something very interesting here in this Brahma Samhita. Firstly, in the beginning of the book, I don't know, I think it's in the beginning. First thing, in the beginning of this book, in the foreword, on page Roman numeral number 11, I read that when we first started the class. You'll see that that paragraph is there on in Prabhupada's tape. There's a famous tape where Prabhupada gives the chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then he gives an address on the Hare Krishna mantra. So he quotes this. And when you hear that, you say, wow, Prabhupada's very erudite and really fantastic, you know, speaking a very complicated language. Because if you have your book, you can see there, the materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate him with him through devotion or eternal serving mood. The phenomenal attractions are often found to tempt sentient beings to enjoy the variegated position which is opposed to undifferentiated monism. People are so much apt to indulge in transitory speculations, even when they are to educate themselves on a situation beyond their empiric area or experiencing jurisdiction. That part, and that stops. And that's what that much Prabhupada quotes of the foreword on this. Now, if you look at the purport to this verse, 28 and 29, word for word, these Prabhupada speaks on his. He has some tastes where he chants the Chintamani prayers, the Govinda prayers by Lord Brahma, and then he speaks this purport. Brahma thought thus within himself, by the recollection of Kam Gayatri, it seems to me that I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. Though the other mysteries in regard to the condition of the maidservant of Krishna were not revealed to him, Brahma, by dint of his searching self-consciousness, became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. All the truths of the Vedas were revealed to him, and with the help of those essences of the Vedas, he offered this hymn to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Sriman Mahaprabhu has taught this hymn to his favorite disciples, inasmuch as it fully contains all the transcendental truths regarding the Vaishnava philosophy. Readers are requested to study and try to enter into the spirit of this hymn with great care and attention as a regular daily function. I wish we could instantly make a nice arrangement with tape player and sound system. Everyone could hear Prabhupada speak this because, I mean, for some he's the guru, direct guru, and others he's param guru. And there's so much power in the words of pure devotee that when they speak, everything seems very clear, at least to their disciple. The words of the guru are actually quite clear usually. So when disciples will hear Prabhupada, even though he's quoting Bhakti Siddhanta, and this in the next paragraph is word for word on the tape. The first sentence, another way you can say it. By meditating upon the Kam Gayatri, Brahma began to conceive of himself. He started to think. As he was meditating on Kam Gayatri, he was thinking. So he wasn't just trying to, quote, hear the mantra. He was also engaging his mind along with, quote, hearing the mantra. Right? So you hear the Hare Krishna mantra, but under the guidance of Guru and Sadhu, you may also try to think of something. So what did he think of? What did Brahma think of? Brahma got initiated. Now Brahma's a Brahmana. He got his Brahman initiation. Right? Got his Brahman thread, and now he's fired up. He's going to chant his Gayatri every day and go on the altar and offer Mangal Arati to Krishna Balaram. I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. Second sentence. Although the profound mysteries of servitorship as a maidservant of Krishna were not revealed to him, Brahma, in his discrimination between spirit and matter, developed to such a degree that an ocean of truth came within his grasp. The Tattva Sagar. Then the next sentence. When all the expressions of the Vedas thus became manifested within him, he sung this hymn, which expresses the essence of all the Vedas. Because this hymn is full and overflowing with the Vaishnava Siddhanta. This is from that other book that's on another translation of Brahma Samhita. So I've just kind of written in my own book the translations from that. That's what I'm reading time to time. So I think I have some. Is there any questions on what we said? Or just reading the book. So what you really see here is that an extraordinary power, it's called mantra shakti, or the power of mantra. In other words, well, he's chanting and having this experience, and I'm chanting and having my experience. So is there any difference? Well, I'm sure there must be. So then we ask, well, why the difference? So then we have to examine how we're chanting the mantra and what we're thinking of. Because Brahma, just by chanting the first mantra is Brahma Gayatri, so by chanting that, he became aware of all the different truths and he became liberated. Because when one takes all those truths within himself, the Vedasara, the essence of truth, well, that transcendental knowledge purifies the soul. It purifies them from all lower modes, ignorance, passion, goodness. So then you come to the point where you're Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. So then you can understand, who am I? What am I actually eternally? So he became acquainted just by chanting Brahma Gayatri. He didn't have a library. He didn't have a Gurukul library or any kind of library to go to. He didn't have all of Kushakrata's books or, you know, he didn't have any books by different acharyas or... He didn't read anything. He didn't study anything. All he did was chant the mantras. And he became fully aware of all the truths that are, all the Shabda Brahman that's recorded in the Vedas by Vyasadeva, much later, at a much later time. So all that is there in mantra. This is one point we can understand. So how powerful, so someone might, we have these same mantras are in our pockets. You know, we have in our pocket these same mantras. We're chanting these same mantras. But how much knowledge? He got acquainted with the Vedasara, the Tattvasagara, the whole ocean of truth. He became aware of it. It became within his grasp. He was holding on to it and he realized it. And it became part of him. And how much truth have we realized from chanting our mantras? So there's some introspection and some analysis. And this is the same point that's mentioned by Bhaktivinoda and Chaitanya. It's actually Jivadharma, I believe. I forget one of these two books, where he says that on Ekadasi we should take account of ourselves and see, okay, because Ekadasi is tomorrow, Tuesday, I believe. So he said Ekadasi is a day for taking account. All right, 2 weeks have passed since last Ekadasi. Every 14 days there's Ekadasi. So I've been chanting my mantras, my Diksha mantras, I've been chanting Maha Mantra, I've been doing sadhana bhakti. So what have I realized in the last 2 weeks? How have I progressed? How have I increased my attachment or my understanding of Krishna, my relationship with Him, or just my, you know, my understanding of the self? Have I gone backwards? Have I gone, you know, away from Krishna? Or am I going towards Krishna? And then why? You know, who, what, when, where, and why. What has happened in the last 2 weeks? And you know, where did it happen and why did it happen? And then from that, then he says, all right, let me try it. All right, in this next 2 weeks, let me try it again, because there's all, you know, there's so much support and so much personal examples and acharyas and histories and knowledge here, and somehow it's not coming to me, or I'm not entering into it, or not experiencing it, or it's not happening to me. So why is that? It means that it's not really a science, or it doesn't apply. I'm the exception and it doesn't apply to me. So he said, like this, we try again, and then the next 2 weeks. And the idea is that if we're conscientious and sincere, 2 weeks later in the next Ekadasi, you should say, oh yeah, this is good. I made some improvement. There is something here. Something has happened. I met a sadhu, or I read this book, or I had some realizations, or things become a little more clear, or I have some direction now, or some new hope in life. And like that, we make progress. And this is it's a steady advancement if one is diligent and determined to go forward. So how is Lord Brahma made? How is he a maidservant? So I discussed this about two classes ago, because someone asked, how is it that this Brahma, Brahma Samhita, is speaking about it, he's chanting Kam Gayatri and he's realizing he's a maidservant, but the Brahma of the Bhagavatam, we don't hear him saying anything about his identity as a maidservant. He seems that Krishna shakes his hands and he has some kind of formal master-servant relationship with him. So it's actually explained that this is a different Brahma. The Brahma discussed in Bhagavatam is different from the Brahma of Brahma Samhita. Because the Kam Gayatri, basically, other Gayatris will bring one to other rasas, but the Kam Gayatri is specifically for Madhurya Ras. There's actually no other ras. And it says that when a person chants the Kam Gayatri and becomes perfect, then he can actually fixed in Madhurya Ras, if that's actually his Nitya Sthayi Bhav. And Gopi Bhav, Sakya Ras is also there, because someone asked a question, well, what if my eternal service to Krishna or my Sarup is in Sakya Ras, and I'm chanting this Madhurya Ras mantra, then what happens to me? I get transformed into a mandri or something? He said, no, it's not like that. It's just like everything is included. In other words, the mantra, well, this mantra is specifically for that prayojana, Gopi Janavallabha, Gopinath. Become a servant of the gopis, a maid servant of the gopis, like Brahma. Brahma received Kam Gayatri. We're in the Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma gave the Kam Gayatri to his disciple, right, Narada. Narada gained the Vyas, and it comes down like this. So this same mantra with the same goal or the same prayojana, Madhurya Bhav, is also there and given in our Sampradaya. So that is the intention of this mantra. That is the goal of this mantra. But if one is not of that, let's say, designation, then the same mantra will bring him to the point where he is situated. If he's situated in Sakya Ras, then the mantra will bring him to that level. So it's not that, oh, then I should get another mantra. No, this mantra, because the Kam Bij is there, it's called Kam Gayatri. It fulfills all desires, but it's the topmost mantra, so we'll take one up to Madhurya Ras. Because when you discuss different bhavas and different emotional relationships, loving relationships with Krishna, it's just variations of a theme. The theme is surrender and giving Krishna pleasure. So it's just a matter of the flavor of surrender or the intensity or flavor of pleasure that Krishna derives from the particular devotee, which designates that particular ras as Vatsalya, Sakya, or Madhurya. So the flavors and the intensity of ras and Madhurya is the topmost. So it includes all the flavors. There's also Sakya Ras. There's also friendship in the conjugal relationship with Krishna and the gopis. And there's also servitude. And there's also a mood of protection and caring, like a parental mood, is also there. So everything is included within that. So this is, because these are some questions that were asked at Tamal Krishna Maharaj a few years ago when he was explaining like this. And then devotees, they were asking, well, what if I'm in Sakya Ras? Then what about this mantra? And this question about Lord Brahma also came up. So this is the answer that was given. So now the other question was asked. It says here in the purport that he realized by chanting Kam Gayatri Klim Kamadevaya Vidmehe Pushpavanaya that I am the maidservant of Krishna. So then someone asked, well, did he realize everything about his maid service? And what does that mean? What does it mean to realize everything? I'm asking a question. Yes. Everyone hear that? The Eka Dash Bhav, right? Or the 11 symptoms of the Swarup. And that's different depending on what the Sthayi Bhav of the particular Swarup is. If it's Sakya Ras, then the 11 symptoms are different. If it's Vatsalya Ras, it's different. But that includes things like Nam, Seva, Varna, what color you are, your complexion, and your whose shelter you're under, like Sridham and Subal, or Lita Vishaka, or Rohini and Yashoda, or like that. It's called Palyadasi or Palyadas in the case of a Sakha. There's Seva, your particular Seva, and there's Agya, the order, then there's the Rup, your vesh, what kind of dress, you know, what kind of turban do you have if you're a coward boy, and what kind of dhoti, and what kind of kamar bandh? Yeah. What type of kamar bandh do you wear? You know what kamar bandh is? Yeah. you're into all things. So, kamar bandh, well, Krishna has these four characteristics that Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar Devotion. Dhirodatta, Dhirlalita, Dhirprashant, and Dhirodatta. And they have different attributes of each one of those. And one of them, I can't remember which one, but explains that it's Krishna's quality of being a very artistic and a fantastic dresser. And so when Mother Yashoda is dressing him in the morning, she dresses him in a beautiful golden yellow dhoti. It's as brilliant as lightning and it's as brilliant as Radharani's complexion. That's the basic idea, that Krishna wants to be enveloped with remembrance of Radharani, so he surrounds himself with Radharani's color and wears a yellow, golden yellow dhoti. But then, just for accent, then he wears kamarband. So kamarband, and it's his mother does it, but she knows that, and he doesn't say no, just like when some children get dressed by their mothers, the mothers say, no, I don't want that, I don't want to wear a bow tie, it looks stupid. You know, mother wants to put a little bow tie on Junior, and take him out, and he goes, that's a stupid thing, I'm wearing my t-shirt, Mickey Mouse. So she wants him to go, wear a jacket and a little bow tie. So, so when Mother Yashoda dresses him, Krishna's the best, and he's the flashiest dresser, and he's the best in everything. So he has to be distinctive. So she dresses him in a yellow dhoti, and then she puts kamarband. So kamarband is another piece of cloth, a separate piece of cloth, maybe even a little bit different texture, and this is bright red color. She has a yellow dhoti and a bright red color. And this fits just around the waist, and then it wraps around the cushions. the nitamba, as they say in Sanskrit. Nitamba. Nitamba means the back part. And it's just there. It just it's a little wrapping for that part. And it looks very sweet. And you see here also the Shamsundar, he wears also like that, kamarband. And he's standing like that, and his hip is like that, with his kamarband, is just mind-enchanting. So, of course, Krishna likes it. But moreover, red is a very attractive color. The eye, it's very, makes the eyes are attracted, it stands out. So from long, long far away in the fields, when Krishna's in the fields and the pastures with the gopis, with the cows and the gopis, and then he's coming back or he's going out to the pasture, all the gopis, they can go in Barsana or Yavit, whatever, they go up to the Chandrashalika, the watchtower on the top of the palaces, their palaces, and then they watch Krishna. On the ships in the old days, they have those scopes, telescope? So they're watching Krishna go with the boys. And what are they watching? They're looking at Krishna's kamarband. they say, this is very beautiful. Because Krishna, every part of Krishna is beautiful. Leelam madaram, right? Rupam madaram. Hasitam madaram, gamanam madaram. His walking is sweet. His pastimes are sweet. His smile, hasya madaram, his smile is sweet. Mukam madaram, his face is sweet. His eyes are sweet. Everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. So his chest, his back, his nitamba, everything is sweet and beautiful and all attractive. Krishna is all attractive, and everything about Krishna is all attractive, and every part of Krishna's form is all attractive, and every part of Krishna's leelas are all attractive, and every syllable of Krishna's name is all attractive, and every aspect of Krishna's qualities are all attractive, and every piece of Krishna's prasadam is all attractive, and every side and every part of Krishna's prasadam is attractive. If you take a glovjam and it's offered to Krishna, will you only like the front side? You don't like the back side? Or the top, the bottom, inside. You only like the outside, you don't like inside? You like everything about it. Everything. So Krishna is like this. So, this is why Krishna dresses like that. Because Krishna only has one business in life. Captivating and enjoying. We're discussing Ekadash Bhav. And the question was raised did Brahma fully realize everything about his maid service? Because it says here in the Brahma Samhita, in the verse 28 purport, that he understood, and he thought himself, I am a maidservant of Krishna. Well, just like if you're somebody's maidservant, then you have a name, and you wear a certain dress, and you do a certain service, and you live somewhere, and maybe you have a husband, and you have a wife, and you have a child, and you have you're protected by someone, you have a boss, and so many things you have. You're Ekadash Bhakt, you know, any maidservant in any place. But, so the question was, but that's all he realized. He didn't realize all those different 11 things. He only knew the name maidservant. He only understood. Yes, I'm very clear. I understand that when I say Jivera Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadas, that my Swarup, that I'm Manjari Swarup. I understand that. That I understand. Oh, what is my Seva Kunj? Where is my Seva Kunj? You know, I mean, that's Seva Kunj. That's my Gurudev Seva Kunj. Oh, is that my Seva Kunj also? My Gurudev Seva Kunj, you know, Radha Damodar, that's called Seva Kunj. And my Gurudev Seva Kunj is there. And he lived there for 6 years. Of course, he lives there eternally. So that's the Kunj where he does Seva to Radha Damodar. He binds Krishna there with his love. Because Prabhupada's love is so all-encompassing. So all-encompassing and so vast and so deep that he's able to tie up Krishna. So his Priya Thakur is Damodar. When Prabhupada was going on the Jaladuta, and he wrote a beautiful poem on the Jaladuta, and that's in the front of Gitar Gan in Bengali. There's a poetized version of Bhagavad Gita by Prabhupada called Gitar Gan. And in the front he has a Mangalacharan, and that Mangalacharan he has his prayer that he wrote on the Jaladuta. And then there he says, I feel so much separation from my beloved lords, Radha Damodar. And I'm missing so much my lords and their service and the eternal Dham of Seva Kunj Vrindavan. Very beautiful poem that he wrote. So Prabhupada and he tied up the Lord and his Seva Kunj. So he didn't know, he just knew the name maidservant. But what is his rupam? What is his complexion, dress, name, mood, his bhavan? His seva, his home, his relations, father, mother, he had not yet realized. So, next question. When did he realize it? After more worship and chanting of Kam Gayatri, just chant a little more. You know, it could be the next round. It could be around the corner. Around the corner. There's another way of thinking of that, right? It could be around the corner. Krishna could be just around the corner, which means one more round. But you say, well, two rounds, you know, that's enough. But if you want one more corner, one more round, you might, hey, Krishna, wow. Wow, you really are, you're much more beautiful than what they describe. those words fall way short. And you faint. That's what happens. You can't contain the ecstasy of that moment. You see, Vilap Kusumanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's chanting his mantras and he's meditating Nitya Lila. Then he gets a sporty. Bah! He sees, and then he starts, and I'm doing this and that, and then choop. It's gone. Then the next verse, oh, where are you? Oh, Krishna Radha. And he's crying and he's rolling on the banks of Shamukha and Manasi Ganga, pulling out his hair, you know, because he had hair, he wouldn't shave. Pulling his hair and crying in anxiety and vilap, intense lamentation. I saw you for a moment. I was combing your hair, I was brushing your hair. I saw you. I was serving you, Nitya Lila, and then now you're gone. Will I ever get the chance? Will I ever see you again? Will I ever serve you again? This worthless, useless, rotten, stinking existence? There's no reason to live. This Vrindavan has no meaning. It's like a python. This Govardhan Hill is like a python just waiting to devour me. Oh, Swamini. Oh, Radhika. Oh, Priyariju. And then, a couple of verses like that, then again, you see? Oh. So, Kabe habe bolo se dinamar aparada gucci shudha nama ruchi. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in the songbook. Oh, when? Hey, Vaishnava, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe say din, what day, din, din, what day will be? When will that day be when you'll see Krishna and you'll have his Leela Spurti Darshan? When? Aparada Gucci. Then there's no more aparad. Then Shudanam Ruchi. Taste for the name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. I mean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just going with two syllables down the road. You know, we require so much just to get through one day. You have to have a house and clothes and a stove and this and a bag and a computer and a printer and this and that and shoes. We need millions of things to get through one day. And Lord Chaitanya went all through South India with two syllables. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then that was when he was exhaling. Because, you know, he's exhaling and inhaling. So when he's exhaling, Krishna, Krishna. But then when you exhale, after a while, you have to inhale. So then he goes, hey. Hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. Right? You ever hear this song? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Krishna, Krishna. So if he didn't have to, you know, if he wasn't exhibiting this Nara Leela, then he could just go Krishna, 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 Krishna. Just like on Radharastami and the Barsana, the devotees, they take two syllables. And on these two syllables, they penetrate the coverings of the universe and they attain the darshan of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Just with these two syllables. What are those two syllables? Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Right? These two syllables, they chant day and day and day, hour after hour. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says in Radha Rasuta Nidhi that you can search the entire Vedas, all the Vedic literatures. You can go through the 18 Puranas and the 108 Upanishads and the Smritis and the Upavedas and all the Mahabharata and Ramayana, and you'll not find two more powerful syllables than these two syllables. These two syllables are the essence of all mantras. They're the essence of all tantras. They're the essence of all Siddhanta. And the most powerful of all yogic siddhis can be attained simply by chanting these two syllables, Ra Da. So, this is the situation with Lord Brahma. He had to do some more chanting. He had to chant some more Kam Gayatri. But you're too busy to even chant three times a day. Can't even chant twice a day. Even days go by where you forget to chant. Oh, yeah, it was Radhasmi. Oh, I was really busy. I forgot to chant. But he was chanting for he was chanting for 1,000 years. How many times? Thousands of times, millions of times. So when did he realize? After more worship and chanting Kam Gayatri, and by remembering Radha Govinda's Astakali Alila along with Kam Gayatri. Remember, we read a couple of verses earlier in the purport that, or in the verse that said he was practicing cultural acts. The verse was tapa. The word was tapa in Sanskrit, and it was translated as cultural acts. Sanjeeva Goswami explains that those cultural acts were the 64 different arts, which he was doing within his mind. He was meditating. Okay, I'm a mandri, and these are different services that can be done, so I'm meditating on these different things. My specific seva, I do not know what it is. Is it tambul seva? Is it chamar seva? Is it shringar seva? I don't know. But he was going in these different 64. So he was meditating on the pastimes of the Lord, Radha Govinda, Astakali Leela Smaran. It was chanting Kam Gayatri. And after some time, it was revealed in his heart all the 11 symptoms. It was revealed in his heart all the 11 symptoms of his sarup, Ekadash Bhav. His pure spiritual body, such as who he was, what was your name, special seva, where your birthplace is, and how you'll serve Krishna, all these things. Just like Rupa Mandri. All the particulars and the seva bhav, the serving mood as a maidservant of Krishna and especially Srimati Radharani. Everything one will realize after some time. The time will come when everything will be revealed. By the grace of Kam Gayatri, we'll get all these things. We must first attain Gyan, as Lord Brahma first had only Gyan, right? Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri. This is text 28. What Gayatri? Brahma Gayatri, which embodied the three Vedas. Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. So that's Tattva Sagar. It says, Vigyata Veda Sarena. Or no, excuse me, Vigyata Tattva Sagar, Tushtava Veda Sagar. So that's why we say Sambandha Avideya Prayojan. We don't say Prayojan. First, 10th canto, Raslila. Then after some time, you do some seva. Then after some time, you realize that you're Krishna's servant. Sambandha. No, first there's Sambandha. No, there's a definition, foundation, realization, the establishment of the identity and relationship. Then there's the seva, meditation and service, sadhana, kriya, bhajana kriya. Then there's finally the attainment, the culmination, fulfillment, and goal of prayojana, sambandha vidaya prayojana. So we must first attain this gyan. And so first had only gyan, but no vigyan. But after some time, we will attain vigyan and realize all these things. Presently, we have not attained Swarup City, or even realized the particulars, because we have not received any mercy from Kam Gayatri. So that was part of the question was asked. Well, you know that what I said earlier. We're chanting Kam Gayatri, and he chanted Kam Gayatri, and I've been chanting for 29 years. I mean, wow, big deal. So what? You know, really every day, three times a day for 29 years? And I don't have so many realizations. But Brahma was chanting for 1,000 celestial years, Kam Gayatri. It's a long time. So the answer to that question was given that the person who has had very little realization or reciprocation from Kam Gayatri, they have that because Kam Gayatri is personal, as we mentioned, she's a person. She's Gayatri. And she came in the Rasleela and got Gopi Roop and took part in Rasleela. She's personified. As in Padma Puran, Kam Gayatri became a Gopi. So that everything is personal. That's one thing we have to understand. In Krishna consciousness and spiritual, and when you go to this conception, this level of the spiritual dimension, everything is personal. Because there's two levels of dimension in spirituality, impersonal and personal. So when you go beyond the Jyoti, the Brahma Jyoti, then you enter into the personal domain. The Haridam. Haridam is a person. So everything about Hari and everything in the Haridam is personal. The mantras, the practice, the engagement. So Kam Gayatri is a person. Mahamantra is Radha and Krishna. So you'll get mercy from Kam Gayatri, the person. So the answer was given that that person who's chanting Kam Gayatri and not having these realizations and not having these kind of experiences. Why is it? It's not the fault of the mantra, it's your fault. Because the mantra is not giving you mercy. So the mantra is withholding its mercy from you for her own particular reasons. Because your desire is wrong, or your practice is wrong, or these different things. So this was the answer was given.
And what are their symptoms, and what are they doing? What are they doing?
Well, one of them is not around anymore. The one who realized he was a maidservant, he's gone. He just left his diary. The only thing that he left back here was his diary. Rama Samhita's diary, he's long gone. He's not hanging around. Just like when you attain your sarup, you won't be hanging around either. You might write a diary, but you won't be hanging around. You can't bear to stay in this world once you realize your sarup. Impossible. Why would you want to stay here? What attraction. Like you're saying, is Kam Gayatri included in the Mahamantra? And then the person says yes. So then there's a kind of logic. Oh, therefore, if this is true, then this is true. And there's a name for that. So if this is true that Kam Gayatri is included in the Mahamantra, therefore that means you don't need to take initiation of the Kam Gayatri. Yes and no. I already addressed that question, so I don't know if that is like an unspoken question that's part of what you said. But we should understand that we should receive all the mercy that is offered in our sampradaya, and receive all these mantras. This is the Mahajanapat, Mahajanalini Katasapanta. Our Guru Parampas followed this system from Krishna to Brahma to Lord Chaitanya, and all Acharyas have followed this example of receiving Mahamantra plus these Gayatri mantras. So we should also do the same. Don't make up a new way. Yeah, it's like when the feast comes, why only eat the rice? I mean, dal is there and sweets, take it all. So it's sadhana. It's all required for sadhana. Don't try to make up a new way. Follow the acharyas, follow the mahajans. That's why it's easy. I mean, it's easy. One says, well, maybe do I need this or I need that? Or maybe you need it all. Take it all. Follow Narada Muni. Follow Gurudev. Follow Parampara. Just take it all. Get it all. Chant. Do everything correctly with sadhu sangha and sincerity, and you'll get the same result that you read about. Anyone else? Yes? Radha and Gaura are one. Naturally, when Radha wants to distribute her mercy in a big way, to even Jagai and Madais and all unqualified people, then Radha appears as Gaura. But when Radha wants to distribute her mercy to those with Adhikar, then she appears as Radha. So in one sense, Gaura is more merciful because Gaura travels to all Adhikars, to everyone, to the un-Adhikar and the Adhikar. The name of Gaura will travel and go do its work. But the name of Radha will only do its work where there's Adhikar. So Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati, you have to understand, he's in Gaura Leela, but he's Tungavidya Sakhi, he's told like that in some places, Gauragana Nishdipika, and also another identity is mentioned. But he's in Sakhi Bhav, Mantri Bhav, so he's writing Radha Ras Sudanidhi. He also wrote books about Gauranga. So in his books he wrote about Lord Gauranga, he wrote fanatically about the glories of Lord Gauranga. So when he writes books about the Sudha means nectar, and Nidhi means the ocean. So the nectarine ocean of Radha's quality, name, nam, guna, rupam, lila. So naturally in a book all about Radharani, he's going to be fanatical, totally fanatical and mad about Radharani. So that's where this comes from. So you're correct that Radha coming as Gaura is more merciful. But if you have Adhikar, then Radha is nice. When Lord Chaitanya saw in Prem Vaibharta by Jagannatha Pandit, in his diary of Gaura Leela, when they were schoolboys in school, they were walking home one day in Mayapur, and they stopped under a bokul tree, and there was one parrot there, and the parrot was singing some song, and then Gauranga saw the parrot, and he said, "Hey, parrot, chant Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda." And the parrot looked at Gaura and started flapping his wings and said, "Gaura, Gaura, 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 Gaura." And then Gauranga went down and got a stone. He said, "Hey, stop! Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda." And then the parrot looked at it, "Gaura, Gaura, Gaura." So then he took a slap, and then the way they kind of honk their horn before they fly. You ever see a parrot, they go, the way they fly, they kind of beep their horn, beep, it's very funny the way parrots are talking, you know how they are, and then they go, and then they fly away. So he did like that. The parrot, when he said, "Hey, why are you chanting? Chant Radha Govinda." Then the parrot spoke, because of course parrot speaks, and that's one of the 64 arts, is to teach birds like parrots to speak Sanskrit and have conversations with humans. So, of course, in Navadvipa Dham, parrots are also like that, speaking. So then the parrot said, "Hey, Gaur, I don't see, you're saying chant like that, but Gaura is the same thing. You know, I see you. You are my Radha Govinda. You are Radha Govinda. So I'm chanting Gaura, Gaura. So you're Radha Govinda. Why I chant Radha Govinda? Gaura, Gaura." And he goes, "Eh!" And then he flies away. So, Radha or Gaura, either one will take you there. Gaura will take you to Radha. And Radha will take you to Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna.